episode 127.
Disco.
What?
What's disco?
You like disco?
Disco.
You like disco?
I like the disco. Disco. Who wants to make a disco? Hello, disco world.
Hello, friends now in the world.
Disco. I am Disco Bells.
I am Disco Mikey.
It is disco time. You are having fun.
Welcome to Fresno.
You get ready for lots of fun. We're here to have fun tonight.
And you will like it.
Or we will crush you. Make a choke.
Dork time. Not a lot of podcasts really work with their opening theme music. We do.
Yeah.
It's
always something different.
Because we have the best.
Yeah. We go that extra mile. We pay that attention to detail. Yeah. And it makes people want to say, hey, these guys pay attention to detail.
And there you go.
They're pretty clever.
Yeah.
I'm going to listen to them again because it might be something different in the beginning, and I just want to hear it because they're original.
Different beginning.
They're great.
They're great.
You never know what they're going to say. Welcome, world.
Welcome.
That Welcome belch into our world. Was brought to you by
Tioga Sequoia and Mission Brewing. Tioga Sequoia Brewing in Fresno, California. But right now I'm drinking a Mission
Get drunk
Shipwrecked
locally.
Double IPA.
Get drunk
is
locally.
In plus 9%.
Is it good?
It's good.
Cool.
I told you, I'm drinking a General Sherman IPA right now, but I did have that IPA beforehand. Mm-hmm. It is pretty smooth.
Oh, wow.
It's a rump shaker.
It's a rump shaker.
It's good.
Shake your rump.
Yeah. Here we are, world. Happy almost Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
It's our Thanksgiving
episode. Everyone has a Halloween and a Christmas episode. How many people have a Thanksgiving episode? Thank you, Reed. And here we are. Now there's no music bed to make us sound better.
It's all downhill.
It's all us now.
Shit.
Here it goes.
This is without a net.
It begins the fucking roll down the hill of nothingness.
Here we go. You people are in for a treat.
We're missing Van Halen right now at the Tower Theater. You know that? You realize that, right?
Van Halen?
There's a Van Halen tribute band that I haven't seen before at the Tower Theater, and we missed it.
Well, I didn't know about it.
Well, the one I liked the best was Hot for Teacher.
Oh, you liked Hot for Teacher
the
best.
They were like, well, just because they were classic, like, trashy boys.
You're like, okay, they're trashy.
And because you saw them in Porky's.
Funny. And because I saw them in Porky's. And because
was it Porky's?
Oh, and then he got drunk and invited everybody back to his hotel was in the bar. Yeah.
And we were like, wow, that's crazy. Everyone knows this hotel room. But really, it was just the singer for our Van Halen tribute band.
Yeah.
It's not that fucking crazy.
Hey, guys. I was going to be a party in my hotel room. Mm-hmm. I'm staying at the All-Star Inn.
All-Star
Inn. 234.
G Street.
Mm-hmm. He invited us. We did not go, for the record.
Some reason we didn't go.
No.
Oh, man, you missed out on a great time.
Was it good?
That's when I met Andrea, though.
I'm figuring it would have been.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah. If you ever ask, like, if there's Johnny and Max Root about it, they might know a little bit something
about
it.
Yeah, they probably do. They were probably there.
You never know.
They were.
So
maybe they'll call in later and tell us about it.
Maybe they will. Maybe they're busy.
They probably are. Usually they are.
They're engaged in some busy. Activity.
Sorry, I took you down the Porky's line.
Well, was it Porky's? Wait.
Yeah, there was Porky's.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, it was Porky's.
Remember, was some other pork name, I thought, for a second.
In Cahoots.
Inkahoots. That was where Inkahoots was. No.
Because I remember hearing that commercial. Maybe they did change it to Inkahoots 2.
Well, because Inkahoots was the Yellow House. Now it's whatever it is.
Roadhouse or something.
No, it's not Roadhouse.
Texas Road Best.
Best Roadhouse.
Texas Road Bass.
Road Bass.
When there was also Bulldog Brewing.
Well, now you're talking about Fig Garden Village.
Yeah.
Starbucks is there where the Bulldog Brewing used to be. Actually, they just obliterated that building and
they tore it down.
They picked it up and chucked it out of town.
Yep.
They threw it over to like Selma.
It used to be a rock. No, it wasn't originally, but at one point was the Rock Bottom Brewery.
Rock Bottom.
It was like one of our first breweries we had outside of Butterfields.
That's right.
Remember that?
Rock Bottom? Mm-hmm. And they had the t-shirts, you haven't hit Rock Bottom till you've gone to Rock Bottom Fresno. Yep. Yeah, assholes.
Look what happened to them.
Yeah, look what happened.
Dumb shit.
Make fun of Fresno on a t-shirt, you die. Sons of bitches. Before that, Bells, what was it? What was before
Fish
Rock
Company.
Bottom? There you go. Fish Company. Good job. Ding, 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 ding. Oh, that's your game. That's your. I was doing your game before that. What was it? That was your game you're playing. What did you have a name for that game?
I think I did.
Somebody email us what the name of that game was.
What the name of that
a couple
game
episodes
was
ago, Bells came up with the name of old Fresno businesses.
Yeah,
you're supposed to think of.
Look in your notes.
It was kind of like our. Intersection game.
I'm looking at my notes. Different. It just says Mike's fuck ups. Mike's fuck ups. Mike's fuck ups.
Whatever. But what was? I don't know that. What? Oh wait, I do know what it was. No, it was
what
a fresh choice.
And let down.
It was a fresh choice. Remember that? It was a fresh choice before that or after the Fish Company. This is exciting fucking podcasting.
Yeah,
right now.
We've gone here with a fresh choice. Let's leave.
All right.
Producer Becky says we can't talk about
it. So we went to the Sweet Fest last week, and that was fun.
Sweet Fest.
And we saw
your little review of the Sweet Fest person.
It was fun. My favorite was I Married an Axe Murderer.
I didn't go.
Oh, yeah.
Little scene. The Mike Myers character.
Yes.
The Scottish dad.
Brother McLean. He does a good job.
What else was funny in that?
The Pantablat.
And then that one from Spain with Fresh Prince. They redid the Fresh Prince of Bel Air opening scene. It was fucking funny.
Yeah, there was a few.
And they sang it.
It wasn't like an overly, as far as the entries go, there weren't like overly great.
And they filled it with a few like good ones that they've done in the past.
Yeah. But it was overall awesome to have it at the Tower Theater.
Cool.
Hope they keep doing
it. And then their Avengers one premiered and then that went viral.
Yeah, they know how to go viral.
Disease.
Brian and Rocky
wasn't wearing a condom.
Look for Dumb Drum on YouTube, and you'll see those boys. They've been on Dorktown before.
They don't wear condoms.
And they're on for Throwing Famous. They don't wear condoms. They don't give a shit.
They can get you viral.
Mm-hmm.
Their motto is no rubbers.
Sweetfest.com.
Sweet
no
fest.
Rubbers.
What? The Soundgarden album, Bells.
Yes, Soundgarden
King
album.
King Animal.
It
what
is
do you
a
think,
beast.
Bells?
It is a beast.
Soundgarden, after many, many years of nothingness, we thought there would never be a Soundgarden album again.
At times,
you know, they would laugh if somebody asked, oh, are you ever going to get back together to Soundgarden?
I'm not in on this conversation.
Fuck you. He'd be like, fuck you. I'm not doing Soundgarden again. Fuck those guys.
Yeah,
there's a new album. And it's good, huh?
And they still tell each other to fuck off. Like, fuck you guys.
It's good. It's a good Soundgarden album.
It's a very good Soundgarden album.
I've been away for too long.
You sound just like him, man.
Oh!
Don't make pretty badass album. Listen to it. We're going to play the entire album in its entirety right now.
Here we go. We'll be back after
this album.
We should just do a commentary, like the whole... Because there is a couple podcasts that will do a commentary of a movie. And, you know, you play... Play that podcast while you're watching a movie. I think we can do that for a Soundgarden album.
Oh, kind of like what's it called? Masterpiece Theater?
Yeah. They actually still do that. That's one of the things. The the people, I believe it's the same guys from Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Oh, that's what I was saying.
Yes. I believe they still do that. Mm-hmm. And you can play it while you're watching a movie, watch the movie that they're doing, and then they're doing the Mystery Science Theater 3000 commentary over it.
I don't like that, though.
What? That's fucking awesome.
It's not
How is it
awesome.
Fucking awesome?
Those guys are hilarious.
Turn it off, man.
I turn it off. I turn them off.
Turn them off, man. I don't like them.
Well, that's kind of cool. Okay.
What are you doing over there, producer Becky? It's your iPad.
She's looking up porn.
It's none of y'all. Sorb. Just because you have view of my screen doesn't mean you have to talk about my business.
I just took a guess. I didn't even look at your note.
Well, Bells.
Yeah.
I heard you have a game for us.
A game?
An organ.
You're correct. How did you know?
I don't know.
Who the fuck told you about it?
There's rumors, Twitter rumors.
Holy shit.
At Dorktown, if you want to follow us on Twitter.
Interesting. Well, I got a little just ore game of, it's kind of a retro thing. There's probably things that have been called before in ore games, but we're doing it again.
Nobody remembers.
You'll catch a theme.
Catch a theme.
Bobby Salazar's or Sal's?
I think we've done that exact thing before. I think we've done it like three or more times.
Take.
You guys remember this one?
Classic.
I don't even know. There's been a Bobby Sal's. I think there's been a Bobby Sal's or another Mexican. Not a Bobby Sal's versus Sal's. Oh, Bobby Sal's.
No,
you want to play this fucking game or not?
You want to fucking play or not? Because this is a fucking game, pal.
You asked for an or game. I'll give
you
some
fucking
questions.
Rules in the middle
I don't
of
care
game.
If you heard it before.
I've never eaten at Sal's.
It's one of the Sal's our family, but they're like,
if Sal didn't fuck his wife, Bobby Salazar wouldn't be born.
Oh.
Sal fucked his
Sal
wife.
Sal is the OG Salazar.
Sal fucked his wife.
This is a Mexican restaurant
fucked
chain
her.
in the Fresno area, by the way.
Hard.
Outside of
Hard. I'm following you, Zorb. I'm
and
with you.
Had Bobby.
Yeah. So Bobby's
then,
the son of Sal.
And then Sal.
I didn't
happened.
Even know that.
Bobby was the product of Sal's fucking.
Now, what's the relationship with Sal and Bobby? Is
he's penis.
Are they no? But I mean, are they like cool with each other? Or like I don't. Is like Sal like I don't like what you've done with the franchise, Bobby. And Bobby's like, I do what I want to do, Dad.
I don't know.
Let's call him and find out right now.
Let's call him. Let's call Bobby Salazar's mustache.
He doesn't have a mustache. That's
right.
Just call his bald spot.
His bald spot. Let's call Bobby Salazar's bald spot.
If you get a chatty receptionist, you might be able to find out.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Robertitos or Taco Bell?
Robertitos. Come on.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
I have to hesitate on that.
Michael?
I think I'm going to go with Taco Bell.
I'm still defending my Robertitos.
Well, I understand that, and I agree with that as a local thing, and it's more authentic, obviously, than Taco Bell's not even Mexican food. It's just Taco Bell food. But if somebody says, hey, if Taco Bell and Robertitos are in this equal distance from where I'm at, and they go, and we've been drinking, and they go, hey, Robertitos or Taco Bell? I think I'm probably going to say Taco Bell.
I'm going to say Robertitos.
I know I'm going to be disrespected for that.
Only time I will eat a taco that's dripping grease. That is the only time I'll do that.
Well,
I'll
eat that for lunch.
It sounds
easy.
Awful.
I'll eat that for breakfast.
But it's awesome.
It depends on.
We live in Fresno. We have good Mexican food.
It depends on.
We have every kind of Mexican
drunk
food there
are.
Is in the world.
Drunk, having a good time. All right, let's get some Taco Bell. All right, that one, yeah. But when you're fucked up, I'm fucked up. I need some fucking Robertitos.
That's an awesome
Mike,
point.
Mike, do we have every kind of Mexican
That's
food
an awesome
there
point.
Is in the world?
Yes. We don't? Try and think of a Mexican-style food that Fresno doesn't have. Think of it. You can't.
They're all Mexican.
No, there's different kinds.
Okay.
There's different regions of Mexico.
Okay.
White girl.
Shut the fuck up.
Ooh.
I'm a white girl. My parents were from New
white
Jersey.
White girl.
There's Wohocken.
She's on her way. She's making it. White girl. Do, 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 do.
Do, 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 do.
Fat Burger. Ooh. Or Colorado Grill.
Oh, Colorado Grill. Come on.
Mike C.
I think I'm going to go.
Fat Burger.
Ooh. Fat Burger.
I'm going to go with Phyllis's in Mill Valley.
She's
Marin.
Giving us both the bird
it's
right
up
now.
Up north, where they're cooler than
it's
us.
It's in Marin, guys. And it's like,
just
they know
what
how
you
to
guys should remember that.
I don't even know
it's
if it's
natural
open anymore,
beef.
Actually. I have no idea.
The cows are treated much better than Fresno cows. It's
no,
natural
it was a
beef.
Good greasy joint. Oh. I'm sure it's not there anymore.
Greasy joints exist in Marin? They allow grease in Marin?
I don't think they do anymore.
Okay, they're like, this is enough. They're like, sorry, it's not the 90s anymore, business. Enough grease.
Damn, I had good food there.
We just use angel piss instead.
You
piss from angels. All right, how about Burger King or McDonald's?
How about it?
Oh, Burger King makes me sick. McDonald's, I can get like chicken strips.
I really,
cool.
I really like the chicken sandwich at Burger
eat their
King,
meat, though.
But everything else at Burger King is like you said, it's kind of
not their chicken parmesan sandwich. That thing was
no.
shit. The
but
old
the regular,
school one was good.
Yeah,
the rectangular one
about.
Was good.
That's
but
what
this,
I'm talking about.
This new thing that they're trying to pawn off on me, no, that shit's not working.
The old school rectangular chicken sandwich yep. is good. Outside of that. I actually
people.
Even like the fake onion rings that they have.
Oh, they're the best.
Oh, those are actually pretty good.
Yeah.
But like I said,
everything else
Burger
though, sucks.
Burger King gives me.
It gives you some weirdness.
Okay,
gives you some weirdness.
I'm just going to say it.
What are you on? Duty calls now?
No. I'm
shits?
Stopping.
You guys want to
it's
talk
Burger
about
King
shits?
Does that. That's it. No, I won't touch it. I don't know what's in it, but it does that to me.
There's
nothing
something
else
weird
that I eat.
I think they have like different water they
me.
Truck in or something that they make
but
their stuff
King,
with. The
Burger every
King.
Time I
we're
going to
take
it,
a little break right now in between
like
this
Sundays
war game. Let me tell you something,
McDonald's.
Mike. We're talking about shits here,
whoa.
Okay?
Whoa.
Shits.
We're going
tangent
there.
Here.
Sorry, guys.
I want to talk about shitting.
All right, let's tangent.
Okay, this pisses me off. This is shit that fucking pisses me off, okay?
Okay.
Is this a high horse or is this just a rant?
It's going to be a fucking rant and high horse. Here you go.
My God.
Bring it the fuck on.
Okay. I'm ready.
I'm going to entitle this. This is going to be titled fucking off. Thank you. Who the fuck do you think you are? Okay? It's the name of my fucking high horse.
Okay.
Who the fuck do you think you are?
Right. It's not directed at me.
It's about taking shits.
All right.
Fucking toilets. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Toilets.
You go in there and there's no fucking toilet paper. Okay, what the fuck's wrong with you?
That sucks.
How do you go in there and not have toilet paper, not check and not have toilet paper?
I don't know.
What's worse is when they take a fucking... There's toilet paper rolls done.
Yeah.
You pull out another roll.
Right.
And you stick it on top. You don't even thread it through. You just leave it there. Why can't you put it on the fucking roll? Are you that fucking lazy? You can't put...
It's a lot of work.
Fucking... Put toilet roll on?
It's a lot of work.
What do you think,
a little bit extra work.
That piss you off?
Sometimes.
Here, what I don't understand is what people... Some people get crazy about the direction of the
I don't
the
understand
toilet paper.
That at all. I don't
whether, some
that.
People get crazy about the whether it goes over the top or under the top. I don't give a shit. I don't think it fucking matters either way.
As long as it's on the fucking roller.
Okay, yeah.
Put it
but
the fuck
why,
on.
Why do people get all
who
crazy
the
about the method of how it comes out, over or under?
I don't care about that at all.
I don't
here's
either.
A, here's
I don't
another
understand
thing.
That.
People that fucking light a match after they take a shit. Like, that fucking match is really going to make the shit smell go
my
away?
My brother does that.
No, you
okay.
smell match.
All
it
you
does.
Smells like is burnt shit.
Well, no, it works. Mm, my brother does that, and it really fucking works.
It is, but it is like, because sometimes maybe it's not going to smell. You don't know. But if you light a match, you're like, oh, somebody just took a smelly
well,
shit.
Well, yeah,
regardless
obviously,
of it.
But you're covering up with sulfur.
Nope. So. It smells like burnt shit, Becky.
Oh.
Burnt shit. It's my fucking high horse.
Okay.
Can't stand. And then what the fuck is wrong with people that dribble piss in the front of the fucking toilet?
Thank you.
Who dribbles piss on the fucking toilet?
Nobody.
Who dribbles right on the floor? I walk in there and there's piss on the floor. How the fuck do you get it on the floor?
There's children sometimes use the restrooms.
Yeah, those family restrooms in the mall, you think, oh, how nice. There's a little toilet for you and a toilet for them.
There's a turd in there.
And she can go. And that bathroom stinks to high hell because little boys in there go in there and
take turds.
Pee everywhere. And it's, they have, I don't even want her in those. There's just boy pee
everywhere. Don't go in family bathrooms because there's boy pee.
Yep.
Watch out for boy pee, everyone.
You know, if you have a daughter, you know what I'm talking about.
Excessive boy pee in family
bathrooms.
Now, another thing
pisses me off. And another thing.
Another thing that just I don't understand, okay? This is maybe not a, this is probably a rant and not a high horse, but.
Okay. I'm listening.
People that leave shit tracks on the toilet, in the toilet.
What is that?
Okay. Yeah,
shit tracks.
Oh, those.
Yeah.
So all I could say is whatever the fuck you ate to cause that.
Probably should stop.
I suggest you probably not do that again.
If it,
probably Burger King.
I'm gonna do multiple. Here's what I hate in a public bathroom is when somebody doesn't flush whatever it was.
Yeah.
Like I'm
I
not
think
gonna,
that's cause rude.
In a male bathroom, ladies, usually there's a regular sit down toilet and a urinal.
Correct.
Sometimes
they shit in the urinal.
Sometimes, yeah. Yeah, they shit. Everyone just shits in the urinal.
If they use the toilet, then taking a poop.
But, like, I'm going in there, and, like, one of, like, regardless of which one I'm using, I'm going to use the urinal. Then there'll be stuff in the toilet. Even though I'm not going to use the sit down toilet, I have to flush that and deal with that.
Why would you have to?
Because the next guy that's coming in. If I leave, now this guy, that fucker didn't flush the toilet. I've got to make sure everything's cleared out before I leave
See
the bathroom.
How much he's concerned with everybody else.
Well, Bells, can you back me on this? Like, do you, somebody else leaves a shit or piss in the toilet, you have to flush it, right?
Well, it would be nice, yes. Yes.
So you're, do you?
Well, first I'd say, ooh, person left
you make sure everyone outside hears it. Hey, somebody left their stuff in there and didn't flush.
Is this yours? Hey, take it back.
But I can't leave the bathroom because the next guy in is going to be like, yeah, that guy left the, wow.
Okay.
You know, it's embarrassing.
I feel you.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Segue back into the Ore Game.
Oh, we're back to the Ore Game.
Tequila Pete's.
Tequila Pete's.
Or Acapulco.
I don't even know what Tequila Pete's is, so Acapulco.
What's Tequila Pete's?
It's my choice.
You don't remember Tequila Pete's?
Where was Tequila Pete's?
That was the watch.
Because we know Acapulco closed, and that's
tequila
depressing.
Tequila Pete's was over where, it's probably where, it's where Red Lobster is now.
Oh,
Tequila
okay.
fucking Pete's.
Yeah. I don't think I ever ate in there.
No, it wasn't a place to eat. It was a place to go fuck, Mike.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a good reason I didn't eat in there.
You can eat there, but then you can really eat later. You can have some dessert later. If you know if you catch my drift.
Yeah. Before that, Bills, let's go back to your other game. Before that, what was it?
My other game?
Yeah. What was the old building? Wherever we can't figure out the name of your old before Tequila Pete's, what was it?
Before Tequila Pete's?
Yeah.
It was...
Spaghetti Factory? No, that's
no.
Nope.
I don't even know what it was before Tequila Pete's.
The scoreboard? You remember the scoreboard? Fresno's first sports bar?
Is that what you think?
Yeah, that's what I think.
Wow, that's pretty good. Before that, it was a fucking...
No, it wasn't anything.
It was a saloon. Texas Saloon.
Texas Saloon?
In the cowboy days.
Why in the cowboy? In the old west days of Fresno.
Yep.
Even though Fresno wasn't in town then.
People rode on fucking horses.
Yep. So. Ore Game.
Ore Game. Spaghetti Factory.
Oh,
speaking
hey.
Of Spaghetti Factory.
Hey, sorry about that.
Or Guido's.
Oh,
oh
shit.
I don't know Guido's. Oh. And I don't like Spaghetti
Guido's
Factory,
is,
so
Guido's
I'm going to go
is
with
one
Guido's.
That the old Toys R Us.
That's right.
Thing, yeah.
Correct. With Next the giant
to,
gondolas.
Yeah,
that
bar.
Had fresh pasta,
yep.
and they made pasta
yes.
in the window.
Yes.
You know. I remember from when I was a little girl.
I think the vote
That's
is
awesome.
Guido's,
Bells. That's awesome.
There
yeah,
you
no,
go.
Spaghetti's Factory sucks. I'm sorry, you guys. I know you guys
it,
like it
you
here.
You know what? It's adequate, and it's cheap. That's what Spaghetti Factory is.
It was good when it was downtown because it was like fun to go downtown.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
go into the cool factory.
So needs to be downtown.
Yeah,
again.
And then when they moved it, it just kind of lost its thing.
Yeah. Fuck, I miss the old downtown Spaghetti Factory.
Yeah, that's the one I remember from when I was a little girl, son just like bitch. How I remember Guido's.
I miss son Cadillac Club.
If I had a fucking lot of money, I'd bring back Cadillac Club and downtown's old Spaghetti Factory. First thing I'd do.
I would turn back time back to Cadillac Club.
If I did a Back to the Future script about Fresno, it would involve Cadillac Club and
just going back that one
downtown
night.
Downtown old
Spaghetti That one Factory. Night when I could have had it all.
The one night when I saw Arcade at Old Cadillac Club.
I saw Yellow Man. I saw Yellow Man at the Cadillac Club.
Good, good.
How fucking bad.
That one night
that?
Where I missed Helmet at Cadillac Club.
Reggae Calypso. Everybody want a disco. Reggae Calypso. Everybody want a disco.
You on
that. Everybody say jump.
Yellow
jump,
Man.
Jump,
Yellow Man.
Jump. Jump.
You
jump.
Don't know Yellow Man,
woo.
Becky.
What?
Jump. Jump. Jump, 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 jump.
Know. Bells love yelling.
Reggae Calypso.
Look at him go.
Motherfucker want a disco.
Look at him go.
It's okay. I love it too.
Or game.
Where the fuck do you
Aldo's. Know? Aldo's Pizza.
Yeah.
Or Popolo's.
Oh,
Jesus. Popolo's.
Come on.
Really? Do you remember
like
the old school Aldo's? Do you remember old school Aldo's?
You would have to say old school Godfather's for me. And that you might have some sort of...
You'd have to say pizza and pipes for me.
But Popolo's, come on.
I love
Jesus.
Pizza and pipes.
Where was Aldo's? Could you sit down in
Aldo's?
Aldo's
was where Limelight's is.
Oh, really?
Right next door to Limelight's.
Before BJ's?
No, that was BC's.
Before it was BC's, it was Aldo's.
Oh, you son of a bitch!
Fuck you.
Fuck!
Aldo's fucking pizzeria, and it was the shit.
Mike bought me.
What did I do?
You bought me to BC's.
Yeah.
When we first met.
Well, not the first day. Come on. Let's not get
crazy.
Yeah,
he does a BC on the first day.
I got to make sure you're working.
You
got
to work for that. He does a BC on the first day.
That's another thing I miss is at BC's, the BC's over there.
He doesn't give out BC's. Now.
I never go out to Clovis.
He's a good boy.
That BC's has a lot of good beer out there, too. But it's out in fucking Clovis.
It's great. I drink it.
Maybe
fuck.
We should, yeah.
Fuck.
Come out there doing IPA Fest.
Yeah. Son of a bitch.
So I hear you started a new podcast.
Yeah, we can talk about that later.
All right.
Really?
All beer podcasts. We're in the middle of an Oregon right now.
I know, but.
We'll talk about that after our music break. But right now, we're in an Oregon.
Blackbeards or boomers.
Blackbeards.
Oh, Jesus. Blackbeards.
That's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Can I tell a Blackbeard
story? I guess
story
if you're 20,
quick,
maybe you'd say boomers, but.
When I was young, my brothers and I got left at Blackbeards all day, and we decided to collect all the balls for them from the water fountains. Like,
balls.
I don't know why we were climbing through them, but they called the police on us.
Wow. Fuck yeah, they did. Wow.
And our parents got called down there, and we had to go.
Called
home.
The police.
Did they tase you?
Yeah, they're assholes.
They can't like handle you guys on their own.
We were like,
they're like, we need
we
to call
like
the
seven,
cops on these two.
9 and 10. We're kids.
We got some 9-year-olds out there. We gotta call the cops.
Fucking helicopters.
There's no
shows
way
up.
I could handle this on my own.
Snipers, get out of the fucking.
They told me I wasn't.
You're covered, snipers.
They told me we weren't allowed you're back. Covered. But I've been back, motherfuckers. I've been back a bunch.
Wow.
Yeah,
try
wow.
To stop you got banned?
I got banned.
Ban her.
I got banned, but fuck you.
Blackbeard's
I've
banned.
Been back.
Yeah. She's master
I've,
of disgust.
I've won tickets, and I've gotten your toys.
Yeah.
And I've played golf. And I've shot a bunch of balls back into the water,
whoa.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah, suck on that.
Whoa. Have you played the bumper boats? Have you done the little
I blackball you, Blackbeards.
Yes, I've done the
have
car
you
race.
Done a bo- the baseball
I've done the batting
range.
Cage.
Batting cage, yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
With you.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
What?
You guys are throwing gang signs at each other? Malibu Grand Prix.
Uh-oh. Good luck. Wait, before you say anything else, good luck to whatever it is you're going to come up with. Because there's no, nothing's going to beat it. Good luck, whatever you're coming up with right now. Go ahead.
Festival Game Pass.
Oh! Oh! Son of a bitch, Mels. Wow. Wow.
There you go.
Malibu Grand Prix.
P, yeah. I got to go Malibu Grand Prix, too. Oh. Festival Game Palace.
Ooh. Good job. That's the nerd in you coming out. It's saying, I'm the fucking coming out. I'm going to go play video games.
I spent more time at Festival than at Grand Prix.
You have chosen wisely.
Oh, good.
If you didn't choose wisely, you would age instantly and die like in fucking Last Crusade. Yep. When he drinks out of the wrong cup.
Wrong Jesus cup. You die, pal.
Is it this Jesus cup? Nope. That's not the right Jesus cup. You're dead.
Nope.
You're going to get old right now and fucking die.
Guess what?
That was...
Orgy. That's good, Bells. It's good. It's time for a music break here in Darktown.
We're going to play some shit.
We'll be
this is Natural Thrills, a new Fresno band.
And this song's about your fucking mother.
Kevin Figueroa from Tokyo Death March. If you remember, Tokyo Death March was a big band in the Darktown.
Yeah, what happened to them?
History lore. They broke up, as every band does.
Give me a CD.
But Kevin has a new band called Natural Thrills. It's with Justin Rodriguez and Caleb Saldate. You may know him from Fierce Creatures. Anyway, this is called... Well, that's not what I want to play. This is called No
that
One...
That was going to be Kip Winger.
This is called No One Sees the Wizard. Natural Thrills are on Bandcamp. You're listening to Darktown 127.
I know.
That was right. Some music.
Thanks, Bells.
That was some music for
that
you.
That's really good.
Yeah, and you listen to it.
Natural Thrills.
Gives you some thrills, naturally.
Look for them on Bandcamp.
Don't wear a condom when you listen to this song.
Don't wear a condom. It's a condomless song.
That's good.
They're a condomless band.
You definitely got to go bareback.
I agree. Well, there you go.
There we are.
I think there's a podcast. There's your uncomfortable silence.
And it's about that time.
There's your podcast.
There you go.
We've got a new podcast in the family now. Craft beer podcast.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that
called
nice?
The Perfect Pour?
Really? Mm-hmm.
With Nick.
It sounds really
Nick
great.
Nick from Trumpasolo, drummer from Trumpasolo.
Yeah.
Talking about craft beer in the valley and beyond. Pumping it up. Speaking of which.
Just you two? That's what it is?
No. Well, that was our pilot episode. And then we're going to expand.
Oh, you get next, like fucking Columbo or something?
Yeah, Columbo. I heard he's really into craft beer. I think, yeah. Is he still alive? I don't know.
No, I dig him up and bring him over.
No, but look for it. The Perfect Pour. It's out there. Stitcher and it's probably on iTunes at this point. I'm drinking a Green Flash West Coast IPA right now. It's very good.
Yeah.
Becky's drinking her Rogue Brown Nut.
Hazelnut brown ale. That's my favorite.
Bells is currently drinking his General Sherman. And needs,
that was a General Sherman.
To the West Coast,
yes, sir.
IPA. I don't like IPA, so sorry out there to
yes,
all the
sir.
Beer people who hate me now. But
no, a lot of people are about the dark stuff like you.
Mm-hmm. We just drink IPAs because they get you fucked up.
They taste good too.
Well,
go,
I
Bells.
Think these taste good. I think those taste. I think those taste
I
like
I'm the Bells, producer Becky.
Like pot, kind of.
Oh my goodness!
We don't do drugs on this podcast, Becky.
But the beer tastes like that. I'm not saying that.
There you go. Here's some glass sound for you. Look for the Perfect Pour. It's part of the Dork Work Network family. Flowing with Famous. Dorktown is the flagship. Flowing with Famous and the Perfect Pour. But on there, what we do is, what we're going to be doing with anybody that's new is I like to get the beer history of that person.
Uh-huh.
And meaning like where was their first introduction into beer and mm-hmm. remember their first beer.
The first time they jerked off.
Yeah. Producer Becky. You remember, like, your first experience with beer? Even, like, when you were a kid?
Mm-hmm.
Like, even far
yeah.
back?
When I was young, I used to sit on my grandpa's lap, and he'd let me drink his Pabst.
And you remember that taste of that Pabst?
I remember.
Were you like, oh, this is okay, or like, oh,
and
this is
terrible?
And then
I was at a party when I was young, and I guess there was liquor in the punch, and I was drinking it, and I got drunk.
It smoked some crack.
Oh, there's liquor in the party.
Yeah,
you smoked crack.
Some lady bought me.
There was some
lady
crack
bought me to
the...
my mom and said, I think she's been drinking the punch. She's acting a little strange.
Like, what kind of fucking regulations was this party at? Like, they knew there was children there, and they had punch that had liquor in it, and they had no regulation over it?
It was the 70s, man.
I don't know.
It was wow. early 80s. Nobody cared, man. We just all had a good time to have a good time, man.
But yeah, and then my uncle has always had beer on tap in the kitchen. Like he's
Is
always
a
had
keg
some Courier or some kind of
the
keg.
Old
or,
school. Not,
yeah.
Yeah.
That just so it was always terrible. Allowed it's like a little shot glass. Like if we had special occasions or something, even as a child. My family sounds horrible. It's just that they're old school Irish that came from like.
Yeah.
It's true.
And Irish like, and Scot.
Yeah, Scots. Yep.
Scots and Irish.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Aye.
Lots of Scots.
That's how it's done.
Anyhow.
But I don't know. I think there's a little bit of like if you.
I'd be allowed a shot glass.
There's like a little bit occasions. Of like if you don't make such a big deal of it, maybe yeah. like it kind of works. As a
and I don't drink.
Yeah,
and the rest of my and I have alcoholics in my family too. Like, need to drink and have to drink, and I don't.
It seems
I don't
like
care.
If you don't, yeah, if you kind of, I don't know.
You are the chosen one.
The Bells. What was like your first memory of
My memory of beer is with my dad. He'd drink like one, maximum two beers a week.
Yeah.
On the weekend. That was my dad. Saturday. That was my dad, like, too. Okay. He'd crack open a Coors Original.
Yeah.
And he'd hand it to me. Tan can? He'd let me take the first sip. He'd always hand it to me and let me take the first sip.
And you'd be like.
And I loved it.
Oh, you loved it already?
It tasted good. I liked the taste.
I was opposite.
And. He finally stopped giving it to me when I started pounding like half the can.
Right.
He's like, all right.
It went, you were like, oh, whoops.
But another fond memory I have is a picture of, there's a picture of my dad and I when I was 2 years old. And he's handed me, he's got a glass of like whiskey mm-hmm. on the rocks.
Yeah.
And he's handing it over to me and I'm putting up a hand like, no, I've had enough.
All right,
oh, man, I'm good, man.
I'm good, bro.
Yep.
There you go. I like it.
It's a good memory, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get the fuck out of here, Mikey. Fonzie's go.
Let's get some Fonzie's going. If you guys like Dorktown, you can go ahead and on iTunes and, you know, rate it and stuff. I totally, like, I went on iTunes to rate it. Not thinking like it would, I think it would just show my name. Like, so people that listen to Dorktown that would look at the ratings would like know, like, oh yeah, he rated it. Mikey rated it or whatever.
Yeah.
But instead, it showed up when I rated it as Dorktown Podcast. So now I look like a total douchebag rating your own podcast. Dorktown Podcast rated 5 stars on their own podcast.
Yeah, well, it's kind of funny, actually. Fuckheads. It's kind of funny.
Hopefully. Hopefully it's funny.
Someone might think it's
you
funny.
You haven't rated it.
Why should I rate it?
I don't know. Help us out, man. iTunes ratings are a big deal. You know, for nothing. Not really.
Let's see.
Nobody makes money. Like, the upper echelon makes money because it promotes something else they're doing. Like, Marc Maron.
Illegal activities.
Marc Maron makes money. He's the number one comedy podcaster. He makes money because now he can sell out his shows, and now he has a show on IFC. So there you go.
So what? We
get beer from Tioga Sequoia.
Yeah,
that's pretty fucking awesome.
That's pretty fucking awesome. Thank you, Tioga Sequoia, and you are awesome.
Tioga Sequoia Brewery, Fresno, California.
I mean, the beer is really good. It's really good.
Luckily, it's good. Would suck if it wasn't good. Yeah. Like,
if it was shitty, man, we wouldn't promote it. Seriously. Really I'd be like, it no, is fuck really that. Good. That tastes like fucking goat piss. I'm not
I've been to
shit.
A lot of breweries. And
but we don't run into that problem.
Nope. Thankfully.
Yeah.
I want to give a Fonzie A out to Red Robins tonight for endless french fries, bottomless french fries, and ranch.
How many did you get?
Oh, God. I must have had about five fucking orders of fries today.
Really? Yep. Did they keep
keep them coming. And they bring it, you know, they give you like 5 or 6 of them in each bowl. Oh, cheap bastards. Fill it up. You're going to keep bringing them, you know.
Nice.
Yeah.
Fonzie ate Robin's bottomless, fries.
And ranch.
Yeah.
I get the teriyaki chicken burger there. It's fucking
you like
phenomenal.
That? They got good burgers at Red Robin. Hey, you know what?
You know, fuck you.
Red
if you
Robin,
don't like
you're
it,
fine.
Fuck you.
When the Red Robin is out, though, that does scare me. I'm like a little bit frightened of the actual Red Robin that when they come out, yeah. I'm like, ah, shit. Like, I do fear before going into the Red Robin, I'm like, ah, I hope the Red Robin's not out because he's going to come to my table. He's going to do his shtick and I'm going to be uncomfortable as hell.
Good. Touch
and
me
I don't
inappropriately.
Know if there's a girl there. I don't know if there's a guy in there. I don't know what's happening.
I just know I'm going to be touched inappropriately.
That Red Robin's going to touch my crotch, and I'm going to be like, do I like this? Do I not like this? I don't know.
I don't want to answer the question.
Maybe I like it.
But I'm not forced to.
I had to leave 45 minutes ago. for a minute, and I came back in, and all I heard was touch my crotch. What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Nothing of importance. You have any Fonzie's to give out, producer Becky?
Oh, I did before I left the room.
Some awesome stuff happening in Fresno. You're like, yeah.
Oh, the ice skating rink. Although the there is a little.
The Gateway,
little
yeah. Flowing with Famous. We talk about that controversy.
Yeah, that's right.
Gateway Ice. When's the last time you've been to Gateway? Are you going to go to
the ice
rink?
Are you on the podcast with them too, Becky?
No, she's not. That's Josh.
Thank you for sticking with me. This fucking traitor over here.
We are Dorktown.
Dorktown is a flagship.
And you know what? They do all these shows and they all talk about, oh, Bells, he's so great. He's so funny. I love him. Oh, I want to have his children.
Why are you so
jealous, man? No, listen. How come I'm not invited on any of these other podcasts?
You are.
You will.
You have to actually, you have to show up.
I'll show up. I'll just push my way in.
Actually, we can just Skype you.
I've never got an invitation.
We can Skype you. There was one time where where I said, we'll just Skype you, and you're like, no, that would be lame.
Not fucking Dead 60 doesn't invite me over. Fuck you guys. Yeah. How about that? You like that? You guys too good for us?
What's going on with Dead 60, man?
We're too good for you now?
They haven't been podcasting in a long time.
Too good for us? Stuck up?
I don't know what's going on.
Getting all crazy?
Fonzie to podcasting.
Fonzie to podcasting. Get back together, Dead 60, and get a podcast
come on,
going.
Man. Let's go.
Come
oh, they
on,
break
guys.
Up or something?
No, they just haven't been podding in a while.
I'm sure.
They've been busy doing their stuff. Getting laid and stuff.
Being young and single and not married.
Yeah, being all single and getting laid.
Not kids.
Wait till you have kids, then you want a podcast.
Yeah.
Yep.
You won't have three podcasts.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep, Dorktown rules. Fonzie A to motherfucking Dorktown.
Did you hear that? Hey. Fuck yeah, producer Becky. Did you hear that Carrie Fisher, Mark Hamill, and Harrison Ford are on board for an episode 7? They're all just like, yeah, we'll do it.
You're joking.
Here
You're
we go.
Joking.
No, I'm not. Even Harrison Ford's like, yeah, I'll do it.
I don't give a shit. I'm 70 years old. I don't give a shit.
I need some of this.
I'm 70 fucking years old. I'll be happy if my penis gets hard.
Even close.
Kind of motherfucker is Star Wars. I swear to God, a Greedo sister comes and shoots me in the face in the first fucking scene. I'm going
to
probably not be happy. I'm not going
to
be working too long.
For that fucking fan art. Did you see the fan art?
That was awesome.
Roger
I started following
Greedo,
Roger on
Greedo
Twitter
sister.
After that. Where is he on Twitter? Let me find
no,
him.
I didn't.
You guys should all
he did
him.
A drawing of...
Greedo's
he did a
sister,
Greedo's huh? sister shooting Han Solo in the fucking bar. If you look on our Facebook page or Twitter, I think I'm going to put it on our Instagram, @Dorktown on Instagram, @Dorktown on Twitter. You can look for Dorktown on Untappd. I want you need to get an Untappd account, Bells, so I can watch what you're drinking.
So I can monitor what you're drinking.
I can monitor what
day.
You're drinking and make
I
sure
need
that
to
it's
know
okay.
What you're doing at all times.
Oh, man. Thanks for listening to Dorktown, as always, everyone.
I'm drinking whatever the fuck
Call
I
our
want.
Dork line.
Whatever the fuck I want to drink.
Dorktown.net has all the information.
Tell us what
you
you're
need.
Thinking. Tell us what you're
Call
feeling.
Call the Dorktown.
Express
Call
your
us.
Feelings to us.
Call
we,
me.
We'd want to hear it.
I'm waiting.
We're interested.
Call me.
Eight balls and all.